So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed the details of the menorah as follows. Gaiva shel menorah shmoina asa tvachim. The height of the menorah was 18 tvachim. And the Gemara adds, Evan ha'isa lefnei menorah uva sholish malis, shalah ha'koyin oimidu meita besaneris. There was a stone in the form of three steps upon which the Kohen would stand while preparing and lighting the lamps. The Gemara continues to describe the menorah. Gevin esrim mishnayim. There were 22 cups carved into the menorah. Three gevin on each of the six kanim, the six branches, for a total of 18. And there were another four gevin on the middle stem of the menorah, one below the kanim and three above the kanim, for a total of 22 gevin. Kaftarim echad asar. There were also 11 knobs on the menorah, one knob on each of the six kanim and five kaftarim on the middle stem, one below the kanim, three at the joints of the kanim, and one above the kanim, for a total of 11 kaftarim. Parachim tisha. There were also 9 flowers carved into the menorah, one on each of the six kanim, and three on the middle stem, two below the kanim, and one above the kanim, for a total of 9 parachim. The Gemara continues. Gevim ma'akvin zezeh, kaftar ma'akvin zezeh, parachim ma'akvin zezeh, gevim kaftar u'parachim ma'akvin zezeh. Each and every one of these ornaments is essential to the menorah. However, as the Gemara explained earlier, they're ma'akev only if the menorah is made of zav, but they're not ma'akev if the menorah is made of shar matachis. The Gemara cites several agadic teachings. Amr b'shmo b'nachmeni amr b'yenisin ma'idich siv ala menorah ha'tahira she'yerdu ma'aseho mimokim tara. A menorah descended from the heavens for Moshe Rabbeinu to see because Moshe had difficulty visualizing the menorah's design. As the Braisa says, Aron shel esh, v'shulchan shel esh, menorah shel esh, yerdu min ha'shamayim, v'ram Moshe v'asa kamaisim. A Aron, Shulchan, menorah of fire descended from the heavens, and Moshe Rabbeinu studied them and then replicated them. As the Pasuk states, V'ra'a v'asa kisav nisim masha ata mara bahar. Tanaveri b'shmol, Shleisha dvarm ha'yu kashan leila Moshe, atshahar la'kadosh baruch hu b'etzboi. Moshe Rabbeinu found three things difficult to understand until Hashem showed them to him with his finger. In all the following matters, the Pasuk uses either the word v'zeh or hazeh, which implies that he was shown and told, this is it, this is what it looks like. Ve'elohein, menorah, the design of the menorah, as it says, v'zeh ma'isa ha'menorah. Rish Chodesh, the new moon for Kiddush HaChodesh, as it says, HaChodesh hazeh lechem Rish Chodashim. Shratzim, the rodents and insects that are forbidden for consumption, as it says, v'zeh lechem atame. V'yeshem, mafhilcha shchita. Some add the exact area on the neck for shchita, as it says, v'zeh asher tasa ala mizbeach. The Gemara continues explaining the previous Mishnah, which taught, shtei parashe shebem mezuz ma'ak v'zuhuzu, v'afilik sav echad ma'akfin. The two chapters, Shema V'Hayim Shemaya, that are written in the mezuzah are essential to each other, and if there is a mistake in even one letter, the mezuzah is pasul. I think Gemara explains. Afilik Sav Echad Ma'akvin applies to the following two halachas. Lakutza Shel Yud. If the tip of the letter Yud is missing, the mezuzah is pasul. And Kol Ois She'en Gvil Mukav Lo Ma'abaru Chesea Psula. Each letter must be surrounded completely by empty parchment. But if one letter is even slightly touching another letter, the mezuzah is pasul. Ashin bar Nadvach Mishmid Rabbi Yehuda says, Nikiv Teichesh al Hei Kosher, Yerechei Pasel. The letter Hei has two legs. The outer right leg is attached to the top, while the inner left leg is hanging, not attached at the top. And if there is a hole in the inner left leg, the Hei is Kosher. But if there is a hole in the outer right leg, the Hei is Pasel. Tirch Rav Zera added the following distinction. Yerechei im Nishtari by Kashir Ois Ketana Kosher, V'lav Pasel. If there was a hole in the outer right leg, but above the hole, part of the leg remained attached to the top, and it is at least the size of the smallest letter Yud, the Hay is Kasher. But if it's less than the Yud, the letter Hay is Pasul. The Gemara proceeds with an incident of Rami bar Tamri dehu chamua de Rami bar dekule, ifsikale kara devav de biyaharig bin nikva. There was a hole that cut off the bottom of the letter Vav in the word biyaharig in this tefillin, where it says, biyaharig Hashem kol bochur be'eretz Mitzrayim. Rav Zera ruled, Zil Aisi Yenukar Delechakim Leitibish. Ikar Lebe Yaharig Kasher. Ilo Yaharig Hu Apostle. They should bring an average child. And if he reads the word as Be Yaharig, the Tefillin is Kasher. But if he reads the word as Yaharig, the Tefillin is Apostle. And as Rashi explains, the Ichachim, Mavin Shemecharev Hu Leimu Yaharig Klape Malavayim Be Yaharig. They cannot bring a smart child because he understands that since Yaharig is an insult to Hashem, the word must be Ve Yaharig Hashem with a Vav. And Shem Tipish, in the daily curse of Lo'ish Lema, they cannot bring a foolish child because he only knows how to read a letter that is whole. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion about Tagin, the serif that is added to the top of some letters. Amar Yehuda Marav, B'shosh ala Moshe Lamarim, Matzor LaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sheyesh V'Kosher Gisarim Lo'isias. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to heaven to receive the Torah, he found Hashem adding Tagin to the letters, and Hashem told him, Adam echad yesh sha'asa lis b'seiv kamadaris, Akiva ben Yosef Shmai, sha'asa lidrush al kol koitz b'koitz tilin tilin shal halachas. One day, Rabbi Kiva will derive from each tag a mound full of halachas. Rava says, Shiva Oisius tzriches shleshet ziyunin. The seven letters of Shatnez Gatz require three tagin at the top of each letter. As Rashi explains, echad noite liyamin, v'echad noite lismol, v'echad lamala. One tag tilted on the right side, one tag tilted on the left side, and one tag straight in the middle. Ravashi says, Chazinu lu l'safri davkani de be'rav, d'chatri lu hu l'gage d'ches. I saw the expert scribes of Rav, who extend the top of the ches, because the letter ches is spelled ches yud sof. And the raised roof indicates, Chai hu beru mishal olam, Hashem, who is eternal, resides up in the heavens. And b'toler li l'kari d'hei, they leave the left leg of the hay hanging, not attached to the top. And the Gemara cites the pasuk, B'tchu b'Hashem adayad ki b'ka Hashem tzur olamim. And the Gemara explains, Hashem created this world with the letter Hey. And the Hey is opened at the bottom to indicate that if a person chooses to leave the right path, he's given the opportunity to do so and he falls from this world. And in my time, Italia Kare, the Hod B'tshuva Ma'ilile. The left leg is separated from the top to indicate that if the person repents, Hashem helps him by opening an additional entrance for him. However, he cannot re-enter from the original entrance at the bottom because Lemistaye Milsa, a person who wants to repent, requires extra assistance because of his Yitzahara, as Rosh Lakish says, Bolatar Messiah, Bolatami Paiskanoi. And my time is Le Taga, Makadish Bochum Chazabai, and the Kaishle Kesser. There's a Taga on the top left side of the letter Hey because if he repents, Hashem adorns him with a crown. And the Gemara continues, Memneiman Nivra Oil Mababi Yud, Memneshat Sadikim Shabai Muatan. Hashem created the world to come with the smallest letter Yud because few are the righteous who merit the world to come. And the Mnema Kofef Reshei, and the Neshat Tzadikim Shabbat Kofef Reshei, and the Masein She'enu Doimin Zelazeh. The Yud is tilted forward because the righteous Noel HaBol lower their heads because they are ashamed of those who have greater deeds. Rav Yisus says, Hani Tarti Mili Omer Rav Besvarim, V'tanya Tiyuvtei. Rav taught two halachas of Sefer Torah that are refuted from Brises. Rav says, Sefer Torah shish b'shtei toyis b'chol daf v'daf yisakin, shalish yigonis. If a Sefer Torah has two mistakes in each column, the Sefer Torah can be corrected in this kasher. But if it has three mistakes in each column, the Sefer Torah cannot be corrected and this puzzle must be buried. While the Brisa states, shalish yisakin, arba yigonis. Three mistakes can be corrected, but four mistakes cannot be corrected. And im yish b'daf acha shalema, matzelas al kulay, v'hu d'chsiv rubi d'safra shaper. If one daf is perfect, the others can be corrected. As the Gemara explains, even if on this daf there were three mistakes and on all the other dafim there were four or more mistakes, but if the majority of letters were good, the Sefer Torah can be corrected. And the Gemara qualifies, V'hanami l'chaseris arbi yuganis. Only if the mistakes was four missing letters on all the dafim, they cannot be added because the mechzikim enumer. Adding letters between the lines makes the Sefer Torah look speckled and unpleasant. Avi yaseris less than ba. If the mistake was four extra letters, they can be erased and the Sefer Torah is kosher. The Gemara in the next daf discusses the second halacha of Rav.